Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And welcome into the Monday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Hope everybody is doing well on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Robbie Stanley alongside the great Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe Rex Road, still live from California. Rex Road, have you gotten any sleep whatsoever since the Titans game last night?
Almost 3 hours.
Wow, that's better than I thought.
Not bad, right?
Yeah. Wow, Rexro living the high life out there. Michelle, how we doing? What's going on?
I am repping a Tennessee shirt right now.
Yes, you are.
Because I lost the bet. So I just, it's great. Robbie came in very fired up this morning at about 5:40.
Yep.
Whipping the Tennessee shirt around, and I will be wearing it for the full show because, unfortunately, they won this weekend.
They did indeed. We're going to have to tweet that picture out here in just a second for everyone to see. But lots of tweets on Saturday night, Joe Rex Road, to both Michelle and myself about this bet and the Tennessee Volunteers. They come out victorious. Michelle Knezovic sporting a wonderful Tennessee Volunteers shirt today that I'm looking forward to tweeting out to the masses here in just a second.
Well, but for people who are, you know, watching the live stream, I think Michelle should, like, can you, like, you know, show everyone?
Just zoom yourself in.
Can you do that?
I guess I could. Maybe we'll try to figure that out.
I mean, you could like, just get in, like, in the camera view of Robbie's computer, too.
Just come running in here.
I just feel like, you know, so everyone can enjoy it.
I'll put the picture on the live stream.
Okay, good, good. Oh, man, what a weekend it was. We got a lot to get to today, obviously. We'll take your thoughts both via phone calls and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We will get into the Vols and their big win against Kentucky coming up a little bit later in the show. What a game that was on Saturday night for the Tennessee Volunteers. But we start with the Titans last night, and here they are. Derrick Henry goes down. No problem for this Tennessee Titans team. They continue to win. They get it done 28-16 last night to improve to 7-2. On Sunday Night Football, in front of the entire nation watching and taking down maybe the best team in the NFC. Joe Rex Road, that was incredibly, incredibly impressive from the Tennessee Titans last night to win the game in the fashion that they won the game out at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, you're talking about a game that turned in 26 seconds in three straight plays from scrimmage. You know, Simmons, one of his three sacks on his, you know, the night of his career to date, forcing just a terrible interception by Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Then the TD pass in the next play from scrimmage. Then the Byard pick six in the next play from scrimmage. So in 26 seconds, it goes from 3-0 Rams to 14-3 Titans. And honestly, that was the game. They would never, they never led by single digits. And there was a lot more that, you know, that was a part of the win, obviously, but mostly it was the defense. You know, that was exactly what their philosophy is on defense, even late, you know, which ended up with Bud Dupree forcing Stafford to throw incomplete, you know, make them, you know, dink their way down the field. Eventually they'll make a mistake or you'll get a stop. You'll get a big play. And it worked perfectly. So, I mean, this defense is starting to, I think, become something probably better than, I'll just speak for myself, better than I thought it might be. And they still don't have their number one cornerback.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. And especially when you factor the quality of opponents that they've had the past few weeks, the defense has been a great story And we'll get a little bit more into the front and the night they had last night coming up here in just a few minutes. Obviously, you know, Jeffrey Simmons was unbelievable last night. Danico Autry was great, really, from start to finish in that game. You know, it was funny. I was thinking to myself, you know, three quarters of the way through the game, said, you know, this defense has played pretty well. I hadn't seen a whole lot from Bud Dupree, and then Bud Dupree makes a gigantic play on the fourth down to chase after Matthew Stafford and drive him to the ground to force the turnover on down. So big moments last night from pretty much everybody on the defensive side of the ball. And then Joe offensively, you know, they didn't do a whole lot last night on the offensive side of the ball. And obviously it became apparent pretty quickly that Derrick Henry's not walking through that door. And when you don't have him, that's a pretty big deal in the running game. But they made just enough plays. Obviously, when you get the ball on your own 3-yard line or whatever it was after the David Long interception, that helps. You use Tannehill in the running game. You know, not a ton of plays made in the passing game, but some big moments from both A.J. Brown and Julio Jones in that game as well, which was nice to see.
Yeah, it's just – it's so hard. I mean, look, first of all, you're very rarely going to win a game when you get 194 yards of offense,
yeah,
right? I mean, obviously this game was won by defense, won by big plays. These turnovers that early in the season the Titans weren't forcing. They were talking about that weekly, you know, trying to figure out working extra on, you know, ripping the ball out and things like that. Now all of a sudden they are forcing them. But it's just hard for me to even have any kind of feel about the offense because you had 40% of your offensive line out of this game. Not to mention, you know, your best player. And they still, you know, after that Tannehill pick early where he really stared down A.J. Brown and Jalen Ramsey got him, I thought, you know, he played awfully well. And you can see there was just a couple big plays there with Julio Jones that moved the chains, just get him the ball. And he had good burst. And, you know, that's, of course, the first game he's finished in Seattle. So a lot of encouraging things on the health front, provided, you know, they get those two guys up front back ASAP.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned it. I mean, no Taylor Lewan in the game last night. He was active, was on the field in pregame warmups, but as Rabel talked about after the game, used really in an emergency situation should they have needed him last night. But Taylor Lewan did not see the field. Bobby Hart out there at left tackle. You know, I thought actually Aaron Brewer did a pretty solid job, all things considered. I mean, you know, it wasn't perfect, and they were talking about this on the Sunday Night Football broadcast as well. Chris Collinsworth brought this up towards the end of the game, like anticipating that he would probably have to be calling Aaron Brewer's name a lot tonight when it comes to the interior of that offensive line, and you really didn't. Like, I thought Aaron Brewer did about as good of a job as you probably could have hoped for in that game based on purely the eyeball test. We'll see what John Glennon's Pro Football Focus grades have to say about it a little bit later.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we really shouldn't even talk about it until we know those PFF grades.
Right.
I agree. You know, big deal to get him and to get Jayon Brown off IR the day before and get him on the field. I mean, look, it's obviously not great that Aaron Brewer comes off IR and he's clearly the choice over your second round pick,
yeah,
Dylan Raidens. But it's also good to have depth and guys that you can plug in to play in these spots. And, you know, it's funny, like when you play the Rams, one thing that I guess I have a better feel for after that game last night is, you know, how much Aaron Donald moves around. So it's like, I mean, at times I'd be like, well, Bobby Hart, he's playing pretty well. And then Donald is across from him. It's like, oh, yep. Turn away. You know, I mean, it's just incredible what a problem that guy is. But I agree. I think Brewer was good. I think, you know, Bobby Hart had some tough moments, but usually most of them had to do with 99. Overall, they didn't run the ball much. They had here and there, they got something done on the ground. You're going to need more than 69 yards, you know, in some of these games moving forward. But, I thought all three backs had some good moments.
Tim on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says the Titans went 4-0 against a stretch of the schedule that everyone hoped they could go 2-2 against, and that is kind of the main takeaway. You brought this up last week, Joe. If they're able to pull this off and win this game, we'll get a little bit more deep into this a little bit later in the show. But this is the most impressive Titan stretch in the regular season, in a long, long time. And we'll get to exactly what our thoughts on that coming up here in just a little while. But it is kind of amazing what the Titans have been able to do the last 4 weeks. They've won five straight here, dating back to the Jaguars game where they started this win streak. And right now, still the number one team in the AFC. And as Michelle pointed out, and as I kind of noticed last night on the Sunday Night Football coverage, and even driving in this morning listening to Keyshawn and Max and Jay Will, really not a whole lot of people giving the Titans a lot of love. It's more just about what everybody else is not doing and not really thinking that the Titans can be any type of threat without Derrick Henry, even though they just beat maybe the best team in the NFC. But, man, it was impressive what Mike Vrabel and that team were able to pull off last night.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I mean, I absolutely must tweet out. I don't remember exactly what the headline was, but I think it was like, you know, can the Titans handle this stretch only if Derrick Henry can play defense or something like that, where, you know, just brilliant, brilliant forecasting of sports. I mean, we talked about it before it started. Two would be big. They got two. They're fine. Never would have guessed four. And four with the last one coming without Derrick Henry. I mean, they are feeding off all this. Now the schedule is going to change now, you know, so it's going to be more games that everybody expects them to win and things like that. But they put themselves in position here to have the one seed. Long way to go, but they're in position to chase it and get the bye, literally the bye. And that would be a big deal.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on the Titans on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion next and get to the performance by the defensive front yesterday. What a performance it was on Sunday Night Football. That's coming up on the other side. The final game of NFL Week 9 is tonight, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every single week, and all you got to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. The Bears and the Steelers in action tonight. First off, give me the under in total points in this game. Give me the under on Justin Fields' passing yards as well. Give me Najee Harris over on the rushing yards, but you take it any way you want to take it. Offers like this are why I love betting on FanDuel Sportsbook. You get your winnings in as little as 2 hours. It's America's number one sportsbook. So if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code ROB to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Once again, that promo code is ROB, so they know that I sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Guess what's improved? He was always just a big, powerful, play hard, be disruptive player, and I think we're all starting to see some of the technique, you know, that everybody, you know, that those guys up front are coaching him, and you know, he's feeling some confidence in it and showing that it works.
Up until now, until tonight, is Stafford, look out, goes down again at the 20-yard line. That's Jeffrey Simmons, who's having the night of night.
What a night last night for Jeffrey Simmons and that defensive front for the Titans, all over Matthew Stafford all game long. And, man, was that something to behold last night for the Titans as they win 28-16 on the road against the L.A. Rams to improve to 7-2. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, on Twitter, and on YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. And Joe, it was apparent really almost from the jump last night in the first drive. Danico Autry making some big plays, and then Jeffrey Simmons responding as well. Three sacks on the night for Jeffrey Simmons, and also the big play to chase down Matthew Stafford into the end zone, force the throw that leads to the David Long interception. Last night, a pretty good example of how much of a difference a front four can make. When you're generating that much pressure coming from Simmons and from Autry, from Landry, who got another half sack last night, Bud Dupree making a big play towards the end of the game. The Titans defense, especially that front last night, was absolutely relentless against that Rams offensive line.
Yeah, they were. And even, you know, I would say, you know, at certain moments, Atir Tart, you know, had a key, you know, contribution. Naquan Jones made a couple plays that were really important. Laurel Murchison drew up a huge holding penalty.
Yep.
You know, so even the depth guys, you know, are playing well. But it's just, it's like the two guys who have been good for the Titans, and we're good last year, but just didn't have enough help. Now you take Simmons and, you know, Mike Vrabel talking there about his improvement, but also you take Simmons and you give him Danico Autry. And, you know, there's like a chemical reaction there. You take Landry, you give him Bud Dupree. Now we haven't seen that a ton yet paying off, but, you know, the last few weeks now, Bud Dupree is back on the field and, you know, making a difference too. And it's just the whole, I mean, last night, I know at one point, sitting next to TD in the press box, in fact, it may have been at the end of the game, he said they did not blitz. Now, I did see one time where I think ESPN Stats and Info, I did see one time where they sent Elijah Molden, but very little blitzing, you know, very little. And if you can send four and know you're going to get pressure, and sometimes, I mean, it was immediate pressure. That is a luxury, and it couldn't be more different from last year. I mean, you're talking about a 180. At times when I watch this team rush the passer compared to last year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not even close. And that's kind of what I thought about last night as I'm watching this unfold, of just look how much of a difference a pass rush and consistent pressure on the quarterback can make. And the Rams, it took them a while to adjust to what the Titans were doing. They were talking about this, and Collinsworth brought this up on the broadcast a couple times. You got to the second half, and there was a lot of play action and moving the pocket and trying to not have your offensive linemen go straight up blocking Jeffrey Simmons and Danico Autry, and every time they did, that did not work out well for the Rams. But even still in the second half, it wasn't quite as, you know, overwhelming as it was in the first half, but still some big plays, big moments by that Titans defense and that defensive front. And, you know, last night was a pretty rough night, Joe Rexroad, for the Jeffrey Simmons doesn't make enough big play truthers out there.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I'd like to hear you know, Kenston's analysis of Big Jeff after last night. Now, look, I mean, even at that time when it was overstated by him, but I mean, Jeffrey Simmons himself has at times this year said, you know, yeah, getting doubled, but got to make more plays.
Yep.
And I don't disagree. I mean, look, if you want people to mention your name in tandem with an Aaron Donald, and get the kind of, you know, respect Jeffrey Simmons got going into the season, you know, from other players and stuff. I mean, you have to wreck games at times. And I mean, that's what he did last night. Again, I think Autry was right there with him.
Yep.
You know, you can't talk about one without the other last night, but for Simmons, you know, as a young guy, kind of coming into his own, that was an eye opener.
Well, and then you factor in, like, Jeffrey Simmons was on the injury report all week. Like, you didn't really know that he was going to be, you know, fully healthy and fully ready to go in this game in terms of, you know, being 100% Jeffrey Simmons out there. And then he just plays great last night. And, you know, it was interesting. Vrabel brought up the technique in those comments we heard coming back from break. I mean, some of it was just a straight bull rush. Some of it was, they made one swim move last night to get in the backfield. Like, it was incredible to watch kind of the different ways that Jeffrey Simmons was attacking the game last night. And then, as you mentioned, Danico Autry. I mean, you talk about a guy that pretty much from the moment he has strapped the pads on for the Titans so far this year has been pretty good and has been somebody that I think you've noticed on a game-in, game-out basis. Last night, he was awesome. I mean, he gets the sack and a half, but, you know, bats the pass down at the line of scrimmage with Stafford. Has a TFL in there as well. Danico Autry was awesome last night. And if that's, you know, it's hard to ask for that level of play out of those two on a game-by-game basis. I think that's probably a little extreme. But if this is more or less what they're going to be as a front as they move forward here, I think we might have to change the conversation on this Titans defense. Like, all season long, we've talked about, can this Titans defense just get to a point where it's average? And I think they've accomplished that. I think that certainly they've had their moments this year. You think back to the Jacksonville game, not a great game defensively, and I'm sure that there will be some games moving forward where they give up some points and don't look all that great. But, man, if that's the way this front is going to play, that's the type of game that even if your offense struggles, that can win you a playoff game, what we saw yesterday, and that was really encouraging to see.
It was, and it really isn't just them either. You know, another thing about – you think about last year, this year, there was always the talk of, you know, remember the word coordination even. You know, got to get it coordinated together. There were some moments last night also where the coverage was to credit, you know, for the rush getting to Stafford.
Yep.
And you know, you're talking about – when you're talking about Chris Jackson and Elijah Molden and Janoris Jenkins – with some Greg Jones out there, you know, I mean, Maben couldn't go. So like their corner group is really injury-riddled, and yet it just looked like they were so on top of their game plan, their coverages, exactly what they wanted to do. They tackled extremely well. And I mean, Monty Hooker last night was, yeah. Boy, does he make a difference back there. I mean, I think you saw that as much as Kevin Byard, I think is, you know, Kevin Byard is right now putting himself in position for just about any individual thing you want to talk about. Amani Hooker, boy, does he make a difference.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. I'm glad that we've had a couple texters bring this up. Ty texting in, Chris Jackson looked like an all-pro last night. Got another texter that says, many great plays by several players, but I was really impressed with Chris Jackson. I thought Chris Jackson was really good last night. Really, really good.
Agree. So physical. He looked fast. He was making plays, man, all over the place aggressively. So, yeah, the whole defense was obviously really excellent. And it just doesn't feel fluky. Again, when they get Christian Fulton back, then, you know, you've got – that's a big, big piece to come back. But if you really look at this stretch, I mean, the defense, certainly, it's not like it was perfect against the Bills or Colts. You made obviously the game-winning plays, but, you know, the Chiefs, and then this game was another step forward from all of it to me. Like, this is like, okay, this is now the standard. If you can duplicate this, can you keep being consistent and playing like this, then, yeah, it's much better than an average defense.
Let's go back to the text line. Dustin from Hopkinsville texting in. Good morning, boys. I said it a few times last week. Overrated. The Rams beat trash teams. They aren't coached by Vrabel, to add. I've said since before we played the Bills, I like where we sit, even with the injuries. If you're not all in on these Titans as a fan now, find another team. Cannot not mention this savage defense. I'm fairly certain that the defensive line sold their souls to win this one. This is coming from Dustin from Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Like, certainly you like where the Titans sit right now, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Rams are going to be there. Yeah. You know, that's a really good team. It's just – this league is – I mean, yesterday the Bills lost to the freaking Jaguars, so I'm done trying to figure anything out.
9-6. What a barn burner.
My gosh. Yeah. And I watched quite a bit of that game, and, I mean, the Jags looked amazing on defense. So –
bless you, Rex Rook.
Josh Allen on the Jags.
Yeah, that's different, right? Josh Allen stealing headlines yesterday.
Yeah, there was a clear better Josh Allen. And excuse me, that sneeze. I'm trying to keep my volume low, you know. But we'll see. How is this? How is the golf clap volume compared to like Seattle?
Tim from Lewisburg's loving it on YouTube. Just Joe Rex Road whispering. But no, I think you're a little louder than you were in the Seattle situation.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. You know, we'll see. And then if it gets me in trouble, then, you know, I'm sorry. You know, hopefully these walls are thick.
That's right. But,
real quick, did you see what I just retweeted from Corey Curtis? Did you see that stat?
No.
Okay, I'm going to read this stat.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I mean, it's one of those things, like, I really wish I had this stat before I wrote my column last night. That would have been great. Okay, this is Ed Werder tweeted it, but it's from ESPN Stats and Info. The Titans are the fourth team in the last 15 seasons to win four straight games against playoff teams from the previous season.
Okay.
So that's a good way to, you know, to look at the quality of this stretch. The last three teams to do it all made the Super Bowl, and two won it.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
So you can punch the ticket right now. Whatever hotel you're staying in, just get another one for February. You'd be ready to go out there.
I mean, I can stay out here too, you know. I mean, maybe I should scout it out, you know, and get ready for it. It's only what, three months away.
Yeah.
The stadium looked unreal, Joe.
The stadium is very cool. It's almost too much, you know. It's like, really? But yeah, no, it's a very, very nice place. No doubt about it. Not very loud last night.
Well, didn't have much reason to be very loud last night either. Let's get your thoughts on the Titans. Hit up our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. What are your thoughts on the Titans? Could they be the best team in the AFC even without Derrick Henry? We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Guys, let's talk about this game tonight, because what we saw was not what anybody really expected to see. But Rodney, we heard the guys talk about the coaches. You heard Chris Collinsworth during the game say this Titans team, the defense is playing with attitude. That starts with their head coach, Mike Vrabel. He's a former teammate of yours. What did he bring tonight with his team?
I thought Mike Vrabel was fantastic. I think he should be in a coach of the year conversation. Think about this. He loses his very best player. They have to fly out to the West Coast, and they come out here and flat out kick the Rams' butt. I look at Mike Vrabel. This team takes on a personality of Vrabel. He's smart, he's focused, and he was a guy that worked extremely hard. I thought they played excellent, Catherine.
This building is stunned right now. Stunned. I don't think they can believe it. They have been playing perfect football for so long, but for Tennessee, I just think it's about disrespect. I think this is one of the more disrespected teams in all of football. I think Vrabel is disrespected. I think Tannehill is disrespected.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Based on what was happening in Miami, Jeffrey Simmons is disrespected, and I think the Tennessee Titans are disrespected, just given this is some team out there in Tennessee, and everybody overlooks them. They play hard, defensive, physical football, and they look like a team that's going to be around for a long time.
That was the NBC crew last night after the Titans take down the LA Rams 28-16 on Sunday Night Football. I always love the some team out there in Tennessee, like we're like some random island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean out there. Tennessee, Nashville, pretty popular city.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, you can't have it all. I mean, what wasn't Al Michaels mispronouncing Kevin Byard's name?
He did call him Kevin Byard. What do you think Kevin Byard has to do to get his name properly pronounced by people?
That's a great question. I mean, it's incredible. Like, yeah, it never happened for Mariota, so I would not hold your breath. You know. But I don't think it's that hard of a name, is it?
It's really not. It's really not that difficult. But, hey, look, apparently it is. But Kevin Byard, another big night last night. Got a texter on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Says, we need Joe Rexroad to come back from each commercial with Hello Friends. So that's your responsibility for the next few segments here.
Hello, friends. Here we are, 14th green.
Taking your thoughts on the Titans on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Matt texting in, the score doesn't tell the whole story of the Titans' defensive dominance, as it was clear Vrabel was more concerned about burning the clock at the end than he was the Rams scoring a touchdown. The defense dictated the clock burn, especially in the red zone. I mean, it was a dominant performance last night defensively from the Titans. They get the late touchdown, but even, you know, the play and holding up strong in the red zone, the Higby play in the end zone where his foot's out of bounds and they had to go review it. For some reason, the review took like 5 minutes, even though you look at the replay and it's pretty clear that he's out about 10 seconds into it. But, hey, that's what happens sometimes in the NFL. Even in the red zone last night when the Rams were able to drive down there and get there, the Titans were pretty, pretty strong in red zone defense last night.
Yeah, it's unfair to this defense's red zone stats that the garbage time TD happened. I mean, but you know, they the Titans did not want to let them in the end zone. Obviously, that would have been, you're talking about 28-9 and not letting that 31 point a game team score a touchdown. But when it counted, when it was still relevant to the outcome of the game, the Titans, yeah, were great in the red zone. Like you said, I mean, the Higbee play was little bit of luck there, because you're talking about a half inch of his foot's on the out of bounds line, but they got it right. That's been the formula through this stretch in particular, is the red zone D. You know, they like the Bills game, of course, you know, give up a lot of yards. to an offense that, well, I thought was very good. I still think is very good. It's what a league. But
when you get coached up by Urban, there's no telling what you can do defensively.
He was very excited yesterday.
I'm sure he was.
And it's been a good run for him. I mean, you know, like he's been absolutely shoved to the bottom of the news cycle by geniuses like your quarterback.
Yeah.
Mr. Genius, Mr. Science. I don't know if I should call him McLovin or Mr. Science, but I mean, there's so many nicknames he could have now. But
really enjoyed watching that game yesterday too, by the way. It was awesome.
Oh my goodness.
Kansas City is god awful. And look, if you're worried about Kansas City being a threat this year, I can tell you they're not. They're not good.
Yeah, but you're going to discount them?
Yes, I am. They are not good.
I agree that they don't look good right now. I'm wary.
I'm not
wary.
I've seen enough. They're terrible.
Need to do, but Mahomes isn't terrible.
Well, just think about how bad they'd be if he wasn't. Because my goodness, they are awful.
Yeah. So anyway, I forget what I was saying, but
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
It's a wild league.
It is a wild league. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Michael texting in, I knew the Titans would win, but I watched anyway. Our defensive line is incredible. Will ESPN finally put us in the top 10 of their power rankings? That's coming from Michael on the text line, who apparently very confident in this game. And I look back to Michael's text history on the text line. He did say, I believe last week, my called shot, LA Rams have a 0% chance to beat the Titans. I guarantee a Titans victory. So, Michael, great job by you.
Yeah, you know, we got a wide range on the text line, on Twitter, wherever, you know, just like any fan base, but like the impossibly optimistic Titans fans are just totally ruling the day now. You know, people who say things that a lot of times like, yeah, okay, all right, yes, they're gonna just completely dominate the Rams, sure thing. Like a guy who almost had me cleaning his Jeep this week. hey, man, tip of the cap to all of you, sunshine blowers who, you know, think the Titans will never lose again. At this point, I can't argue with you anymore.
Well, hey, we did get a text this morning on the text line. As you mentioned, there was a text on Friday that said the Titans win this game 21-3, and you said you would wash that person's Jeep if that was the case. There was a question this morning. It was 21-3 at half. Does that count?
No, but had it finished 28-9, I actually think that you could make the argument because you're really just adding a touchdown on each side. So, yeah. Actually, thank you for that garbage time TD, Matthew Stafford. I knew I could count on you, buddy.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Plain Joe texting in. Titans definitely played the clock game in the second half. The defense forced the Rams to go short on everything to force the use of the clock, and the Titans offense kept everything short, too, by not taking deep shots and burning time. You know, it was an impressive showing yesterday by the defense in terms of keeping everything in front of them. They really only had a couple of instances where I think Robert Woods got loose a little bit. Janoris Jenkins falling down on one play. But, Cooper Kupp ends with 11 catches or whatever he ended up with last night. But never really felt like the Rams were all that dangerous in the passing game last night when it comes to what we've seen so far from them this season, which, you know, as people have pointed out, a lot of what they've done this season has also included the vertical passing game, and there wasn't a whole lot of that last night from the Rams.
No, I mean, they finally got Robert Woods going, you know, late, but he wasn't much of a factor for most of the game. I will say there were times last night when I thought, you know, a DeSean Jackson here might be good to have if you're the Rams. But, you know, not being able to set up, too, is just, I mean, when you're under pressure like that, it takes that away. Actually, I think with the Titans, in terms of not taking deep shots, I mean, yeah, I don't think they tried much. But, you know, they also, of course, you know, Tannehill sacked 3 times. Certainly, he was under quite a bit of pressure. He had to get the ball out quickly, too. But just in some key moments, you know, you had some connections with A.J. Brown, with Julio, with Jeff Swaim, who, you know, is tight end one, I guess, has been all along. Just enough to get it done. I mean, 194 yards is not going to get it done most weeks. But, yeah, there were a couple of huge drives that took up a lot of time in that game that were very key to complementing the defense. And to be able to do that, have these, like, you had a 7-minute a 40-second drive that was finished, I think, with a Tannehill bootleg. You know, when you can do that without Derrick Henry, that's also very impressive.
Let's take your phone calls on the Titans. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll get to your thoughts on the Titans coming up next, including a little bit more on this defense and what Kevin Byard is doing right now. Pretty special to behold. All that coming up next. Do you want to win a pair of tickets to see the Nashville Predators take on the Anaheim Ducks at Bridgestone Arena on Monday, November 22nd? Well, head on over to YouTube, subscribe to the 102.5 The Game YouTube page, and you'll enter for your chance to see the Preds take on the Ducks live. Once you subscribe, email us at promotions@cromwellmedia.com with your YouTube handle. One winner will be chosen on Monday, November the 15th. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. What a moment last night for Kevin Byard. A pick six. Joe Rexall, kind of hard to believe that was his first career pick six. I would have thought Kevin Byard would have had one of those by now with the amount of interceptions that he's had, but a big play nonetheless. You know, obviously you talked about it earlier, the 26-second stretch where Jeffrey Simmons chases down Matthew Stafford, forces the interception for David Long. The Titans score on the next play to Jeff Swaim, and then right after that, Kevin Byard with the pick six, and the game just totally changed after that in favor of the Titans. But here we are, you know, they're nine games in. The Titans sit here at 7-2. And you brought up earlier, I think, a really good point, really interesting point. Pretty much everything in terms of individual award that you want to talk about with Kevin Byard really is on the table at this point. He just got named AFC Defensive Player of the Month. I think, obviously, well in line for another trip to the Pro Bowl, well in line for another All-Pro selection at the safety position. You know, there was, you know, the thought last night, like, could Kevin Byard be in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation? And, you know, I don't know that he would necessarily be a favorite in that conversation, but, yeah, I think you could absolutely put him in the conversation. What another moment last night from Kevin Byard, who continues to be awesome right now. Even said in his post-game comments last night on NBC, he's in the zone right now.
Yeah, and he talked about that pick. Yeah, you know, I mean, that was totally him freelancing.
Yep.
But as he said, like, that's not where he was supposed to be. But he just, you know, this is a guy who, I mean, he's well known for finding little things on film that pay off in the game. And he saw something that told him that was just going to be just one of those automatic. It was just a quick out to Robert Woods, and he just undercut everything. And man, I mean, Stafford just automatically, and it's probably something he's probably a pass he's made, you know, 15 times this year with no repercussions, because usually those are free access throws and you get, you know, 5-6 yards out of them. And Byard just what a great play. What a confident player to make plays like that, and to make plays like he did last week at Indy. I mean, seriously, like, that's two straight weeks where Kevin Byard individually has made a play that you could say was the most important play in a win. So I do think that he's in the discussion. For Defensive Player of the Year, Aaron Donald has won it three of the last 4 years, and he probably could win this year, next year. You know, I mean, he's always there.
Does he suffer from Aaron Donald fatigue yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I think if there's probably something to that, honestly. You know, if someone else really emerges, Stephon Gilmore won it in 19 for the Pats. But I can't off the top of my head, you know, obviously a good campaign was kicked off in Nashville on week one.
It was,
you know, by Chandler Jones. I mean, there's other guys out there, but, you know, it's just like anything with those individual awards. If your team is exceptional relative to the rest of the league, that you have a much better chance. So just like Derrick Henry, when he was MVP candidate, it was like, yeah, if they are elite, right, then he's got a better chance. And if the Titans take care of most of the rest of their schedule here and he keeps making plays like that, then I think he does have a chance. And certainly, I mean, if he's not a Pro Bowler already, I mean, he could stop right now and I think be in the freaking Pro Bowl.
Well, and doesn't hurt to make those big plays on Sunday Night Football either, with the entire country watching on that front. It's interesting.
Right.
And I thought about this last night as he was just kind of waltzing his way into the end zone. It's pretty amazing that to begin the season, and really even a couple of games into the season, we were having the discussion of, you know, is Kevin Byard going to get things figured out again? Like, is he going to be a guy that is going to get back to making big plays for this Titans defense? And, Joe, I think the answer has become pretty clear. The struggles, or whatever you want to call them, last year for Kevin Byard seemed like they had a whole lot to do with what was around him, or maybe more specifically what wasn't around him last year. Kevin Byard has responded in a gigantic way so far this year. So, you know, we talked about, you know, the defensive MVP for the Titans. I mean, you could go, I know a lot of people, when we had that discussion, put Harold Landry on that list on the text line. You can go Landry. You can go a lot of different ways with it. It'd be hard for me to not have Kevin Byard at the top of that list.
Yeah, no, I don't know how after the last 2 weeks. I mean, he's been having a very good season, but the last 2 weeks, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, winning a game one, and then it just that game, you know, Matthew Stafford, just I can't understand how he throws the pass he threw the first pick. Like, what are you doing? You know, that was, I mean, you're going to, even if there's not like someone there to pick that off, you're going to get a safety anyway, because you're going to have grounding in the end zone. So you just eat the ball. But that was a gift. But to me, those 26 seconds completely changed the game. And 7-3 is just obviously a lot different than 14-3 when you are playing D like that and you're rushing the passer like that. And all of a sudden it just felt like this massive deficit for the Rams off one brilliant play.
Let's go back to the text line. Got a texter that says the Rams were such an undisciplined team. Many terrible penalties given the Titans first downs. The exception was the Aaron Donald roughing the passer and call. That was terrible. That was maybe the worst roughing the passer call I've ever seen in my life. When Aaron Donald gives Tannehill like this little courtesy shove out of bounds.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. Like, there was one, you know, like Tannehill did kind of go flying, and that may have just been him selling it. But what Donald did on that play was nothing. I mean, that was extremely weak. That was big too. Now the next one, that was legit. You know, and that one, I mean, honestly, in the press box, we were like, gosh, Tannehill just got up from that. He's okay. Well, all right then. He has taken, you know, that's another thing about this year. Although there's been some very good weeks, and I think people might see that Taylor Lewan is good to have on the field, but Tannehill has taken some hits this year, man, has he taken. And of course, even last week got bounced off the turf like that. And then some people thought, you know, he was going to have a neck problem the next week, but here he goes. Just keep plugging along.
Dustin texting in, the defensive line is a big reason Byard is able to freelance and make those big plays. They're rushing the quarterback, taking their first looks. If they get a chance to look, this defense is just getting rolling right now, playing team defense. I love it. And look, I mean, you're talking about a play on Byard's interception, which, as you pointed out, great play by him, usually an easy access throw by Stafford. But it's also, you know, up until that point, Danico Autry had been all over Matthew Stafford. Jeffrey Simmons had just chased down Matthew Stafford. I mean, a lot of pressure being generated on the quarterback, and that certainly helps your secondary when the quarterback has that internal clock where he knows he's got to get rid of the ball quick.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, I think that Byard also clearly had a great offseason, and he's talked about that and his mindset and all those things. There are things from him that have gotten better for sure, of course.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, I think last year being just a little bit late on some plays or just not making a lot of them, man, when quarterbacks have all day to stand back there, it's just hard in this league to have success. And it's just so different now. That's a stat I'd like to see is, you know, average, you know, pocket time, you know, for opposing quarterbacks this year compared to last year. I bet it's quite different.
Well, and to that point, the Titans have already surpassed their season sack total from a year ago. So we knew there was nowhere it could go but up, and it looks like it's gone significantly up in terms of the pass rush that the Titans are able to generate. Got a texture that says, Big Jeff's bull rush sack was the best thing I've seen this year. It gave me goosebumps. Anytime you use the other team's offensive line to sack the quarterback, pretty impressive stuff by a defensive lineman. Jeffrey Simmons was an absolute monster last night.
Yeah, Roger Saffold was really good after the game. Talking about that, I asked him just, you know, what did you think of? And sometimes, you know, offensive players, you're not watching the defense that closely, or, you know, but he clearly was, and he sort of had this very long breakdown of what Simmons was doing, including, you know, when the bull rush is that good, well, guess what happens next time? Up, now you come with the swim move, which was another sack.
Yep.
And even late, Landry and Autry combined on a sack in the second half, but Simmons was, you know, should probably get a third of it. I mean, he was right there too. It was, you know, the three of those guys just caving things in. Awfully impressive stuff. And it changes you so much when you can do that with four people.
I got a texture that says Tannehill must have a great chiropractor. I guess so. Looks like he's ready to go.
He was fine. He was fine. You know, speaking of this, Vrabel had an interesting comment last night too about the front four and the rush. And it's kind of saying, and now, you know, when that starts to become a thing, then you can become a little bit more aggressive too, you know, in the secondary. Of course, the Titans, again, are very much committed to, you know, keeping things in front of them, playing quite a bit of zone. You know, obviously, you play man in certain situations, and those third downs and red zone, you play a lot of man. But you know, just being smart, not giving a big play, but especially when they get Fulton back, you know, you can also – not necessarily gamble by blitzing, but gamble in coverage a little bit more, and make things really tough on teams. So it could get better.
We'll continue the discussion on the Titans. Take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. What did we think of the Titans on the offensive side of the ball in their first game without Derrick Henry? We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.